Hello and welcome back to our Advent series. This is Father Jared Roderick, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist. And you know, you and I are like two peas in a podcast. Oh, you're listening to Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born in me.
Imagine this, a snapshot. The humble, cute little manger. A dim glow shines upon the generous heap of hay, as in the stillness, the world awaits the coming of the King, and the manger to be filled. But zoom out a bit further, and we find that surrounding this stable is the bare, dirty ground. No animals around the stable. No company for this manger. Only the bitter cold to keep him company. Alone. All alone is the manger. But before you go feeling bad for him, consider this. He once had it all. The company of animal friends, the warmth of their love, even a mutual generosity of spirit. That is, until this angelic manger stole all of the hay in the stable to fill itself up, with the excuse that the King of the universe deserved the most comfy of cushions to lay his head. In reality, this manger lost all moderation, all control, and gorged itself with every straw of hay it could find. The manger lacks the virtue of temperance, this practiced habit, this virtue by which we moderate our attraction of pleasures and order our desires for created things. Are you a temperate soul? Is your manger one of practiced temperance? Intemperance. Take, for example, a soul that lives in extremes. One that is either hardcore feasting or hardcore fasting. A soul that fasts dedicatedly throughout the weekdays of Lent, but gorges himself on the Sundays of Lent. A soul that is in a cyclical battle of setting high spiritual goals, then, after maintaining these goals for a time, not only slacks off, but stops them altogether. Temperance is difficult. It is difficult to live in between two extremes, and also not somehow become lukewarm. But this virtue is so vitally important, not only in becoming a fitting manger, but in maintaining our own sanity. Do you live a balanced diet? Do you live a balanced spiritual diet? How do you fail to practice the virtue of temperance? And how is the Lord calling you towards moderation in preparation for when he comes?
Come. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.